Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we take a look at sources you've shared and really dig into them. We try to pull out the key bits of info, maybe find some surprises, and hopefully keep it engaging.
Yep, your shortcut to getting up to speed.
Exactly. So today, we're looking at something practical. It's for anyone who's, you know, maybe struggled a bit with managing projects or just keeping track of tasks.
Mm-hmm.
We're diving into a piece of software called Canboard.
Right. And you sent over two main sources for this one, the README file from its GitHub page and the description from the official Canboard website.
Okay.
So our goal today is basically to figure out what is Canboard, what's its core idea, especially this whole simplicity thing, and why should you, maybe someone new to project management tools or Kanban itself, actually care?
Sounds like a plan.
Yep.
Oh, and just quickly, this deep dive is supported by SafeServer. They handle hosting for tools just like Canboard, and they also help businesses with digital transformation.
Good point.
You can find them at www.safeserver.de. Definitely check them out if that's something you need. Right, let's get into it. Canboard. Starting super simple, what's the core definition according to these sources?
Well, they're pretty direct. It's a free and open source Kanban project management software.
Free and open source. Always good starting points, no cost, code's open. The sources also jump right into saying it's self-hosted and has a super simple installation.
Yeah, and those two points are really key to its whole philosophy, I think. Self-hosted, meaning, you know, you run it yourself on your own server, your own machine. It's not a cloud service you subscribe to.
Right, so you control the data. Mightn't sound a bit technical for a total beginner, maybe?
Maybe a little, but the flip side is that control. And they stress the super simple installation part, so it seems they've tried to make that step easier than you might think.
Okay, control and simplicity and setup. Now, the name Canboard, it's all about Kanban. How do the sources explain what Kanban means for this tool?
They connect it to basically three main actions.
Yeah.
First, visualize your work, you know, see it all laid out. Second,
yeah,
limit your work in progress. That's about focus, not juggling too much.
Right.
And third, manage the project just by dragging and dropping tasks. Simple interactions.
Visualize, focus, move stuff. Sounds very, very direct. And that idea of simplicity, the sources really hammer that home, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. It comes up again and again. They say things like, no fancy user interface.
Mm-hmm.
It focuses on simplicity and minimalism.
Uh-huh.
And this phrase really stood out to me. The number of features is voluntarily limited.
Voluntarily limited. That's interesting. So it's not simple by accident. It's a design choice.
Exactly. It's presented as a strength. And the sources explain why. The Kanban board itself, that visual layout, gives you a visual and clear overview of your tasks.
Makes sense.
They actually call it the best way to know the current status of a project because it's visual.
Mm.
Think like a physical whiteboard with sticky notes.
Mm.
That kind of immediate clarity.
You just glance at it and you get it. What's done, what's stuck.
Precisely. And that visual core is why they make that claim about it being easy for beginners. They literally say, it's very easy to understand. There's nothing to explain and no training is required.
That's a bold claim. Basically, open it up and you'll figure it out.
That seems to be the idea. You see columns to do, in progress, done, whatever you call them. You see the tasks and you just, well, drag them across as you work. That's the main thing you do.
So it really strips away complexity to focus on that core workflow. But you can customize the columns, right? The sources mention that.
Yes, definitely. It says you can add, rename, and remove columns at any time to adapt the board to your project. So the tool is simple, but it's not rigid. You make the board fit your process.
Right, whether it's software or planning an event or just personal stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, so the board is the heart. Visual, simple, customizable, drag and drop. What other features do the sources highlight? Things beyond just the basic board structure.
Well, one big one they mention is the ability to limit work in progress. This ties right back to that Kanban principle we mentioned.
The focusing thing.
Yeah, the idea that trying to do 10 things at once is usually slower than doing one thing, finishing it, then starting the next. Canboard builds that in.
How does it do that? Is it just a setting?
You set a number, like say, no more than 3 tasks in the in progress column. And the sources say, when you are over the limit, the column is highlighted.
Ah, okay. So a visual nudge.
Exactly. The tool itself helps you stick to that principle. It's not just theory, it's built into how you use it.
That's pretty neat. What about finding tasks when the board gets busy?
Good question. They mention a search and filter tasks feature. It uses what they call a very simple query language to help you find stuff quickly.
Mm, query language. Does that mean coding? Might put off a beginner?
Yeah, maybe the term sounds technical. But think of it more like advanced search keywords. The sources say you can dynamically filter the board.
So like,
Like typing assignee.me to see only your tasks, or do.today, or searching in the description, filtering by category, things like this. The quick way to slice through the noise and see just what you need.
okay, so powerful search using keywords. That fits the simple but effective vibe. What about task details? A card title isn't always enough.
Right. The sources say you can click into a task and add more. You can break down a task into subtasks.
Useful.
Yeah, for bigger things. You can
Yeah.
estimate time or complexity. You can add descriptions using Markdown that's just simple text formatting like bold or lists.
Okay.
And you can add comments, attach documents, change the card color maybe for priority, or typeset categories, assignees, due dates, all the standard stuff.
So simple view, but you can add depth when needed.
Exactly. And they also mention you can move or duplicate your tasks across projects with one click. Makes reorganizing easy.
Got it. Now, you mentioned mostly manual stuff, but the sources also talked about automatic actions. What's that about?
Ah, yeah. This is maybe a step up in complexity, but it's about efficiency. The sources say don't repeat yourself. Stop doing again and again the same thing manually.
Okay, automating the boring bits. Like what?
Well, they give examples like automatically changing the assignee or the color or the category based on an event. So the classic example is when you drag a task to the done column, you could have an automatic action that, say, assigns it to your manager for review or changes its color to green or automatically adds today's date as the completion date, stuff like that.
Ah, okay. So it wires up parts of your workflow, saves a few clicks, prevents forgetting steps.
Exactly. It adds a layer of automation potential.
Nice. And given it's self-hosted and open source, what about reaching users? Language support.
The sources highlight that it's translated in 30 plus languages.
Wow, 30 plus.
Yeah, and they credit the community contributors. They list French, German, Spanish, Chinese, Japanese, Russian, Arabic, lots more. So chances are you can use it in your own language.
That's impressive community support. How about logging in, security, and authentication?
They mentioned multiple authentication backends, basically different secure ways to log users in.
Yeah.
They talk about connecting to company systems like LDAP or Active Directory.
Common in businesses.
Right. Or using OAuth 2 providers. Think logging in with your Google account or GitHub or GitLab.
So it can integrate with existing systems or use common web logins.
It
Flexible.
seems so. It aims to fit into different environments securely.
Okay, now let's address something potentially concerning from the GitHub source. It says the project is in maintenance mode. What exactly does that mean for someone thinking about using it? Is it dead?
Right, that's important to clarify. The README is actually quite detailed. It quotes a definition suggesting maintenance mode can mean a project is complete and bug-free, having met its goals.
Okay.
But specifically for Canboard, the source says the main developer, Frederic Guillot, is not actively developing any new major features. He's focusing on small fixes.
So not abandoned, but mature, stable.
That's the sense you get. And crucially, the sources add that new releases are published regularly, depending on the contributions made by the community, and pull requests for new features and bug fixes are accepted.
Ah, okay. So the community is keeping it going. Bug fixes, security updates, maybe small enhancements are still happening.
Exactly. It's maintained, not derelict. It's just not undergoing rapid major feature development anymore. And yeah, the community aspect seems key. The sources mention over 334, maybe 351 contributors. That's a lot of people involved.
That's a significant number. It suggests it's still actively cared for.
For sure. And the sources also mention the MIT license, which is very permissive, very standard for open source.
And the GitHub stats mention like 8.9K stars, 1.9K forks, 97 releases, with a recent one in May 2025 that all points to a tool that's well established and still alive, even in maintenance mode.
Yeah, those numbers indicate it's definitely not some obscure, unused project. It's widely known and apparently still quite stable and useful. The PHP language detail is just, technical background.
Okay, so let's pull this all together for the listener, especially if you're maybe new to this stuff. Based on these sources, why would Canboard be a good choice?
Well, it really feels like it's aimed squarely at someone wanting a clear, simple start. The emphasis on the visual board, the deliberate lack of complexity. It means you get the core Kanban benefits without a steep learning curve.
Right, you're not wading through menus and options you don't understand yet.
Exactly. And features like the WIP limits help you actually practice the methodology from day one. Plus, being free and self-hosted removes cost barriers. and gives you full control, which is great for experimenting.
So it sounds like it's less about being the fanciest tool and more about being a really effective teacher of the Kanban method through its simplicity.
I think that's a great way to put it. It makes those core principles very accessible, very actionable, living up to that no training required idea from the sources.
Okay, so wrapping up our deep dive on Kanboard from your sources, it's free, open source, self-hosted, pure Kanban.
Yep.
Its main selling point is intentional simplicity. A clear visual board, drag and drop, focused features like WIP limits, filtering, task details, even some automation.
And while it's in maintenance mode, it's not dead. It has an active community providing stability and fixes,
making it a solid, reliable option, especially for learners.
It's a really interesting case study in less being more, perhaps.
Which leads perfectly to our final thought, drawing from the sources. Could that maintenance mode, that voluntarily limited feature set, actually be better for some people, maybe beginners, than a tool that's constantly adding complex new things?
Mm.
Is there real value in that kind of stability and focused simplicity, especially when it's backed by a community, compared to just always chasing the next big feature?
It definitely challenges the idea that newest and most features automatically equals best, doesn't it? Something to think about.
Absolutely. And remember, SafeServer helped make this deep dive possible. If you need solid hosting, maybe for Kanboard itself or help with digital transformation, do check them out.
That's www.safeserver.de.
Thanks again for sharing your sources. We hope this look at Kanboard was useful.
Yeah, hope it helps you decide if it's the right tool for you.
Until the next deep dive.